This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates and better service. ATFCU.com. Hour one was driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Check us out here on Swain Event TV, driven by also Toyota Knoxville. Here is the Touchdown Turnover. Touchdown turnover, Tennessee's win against Georgia Tech was Butch Jones' best come-from-behind win as a head coach for Tennessee. Now, before we answer that question, we need some information. We need some facts here. So Ben laid down several games in which Tennessee was down and we came back to win under Coach Jones. Ben, what you got?
In 2013, Tennessee had when they were playing South Carolina at home, Marquez North had that crazy catch, Michael Pilardi game-winning field goal. So that was the one comeback win in 2013. In 2014, it was at South Carolina again when Jalen Hurd and Josh Dobbs took over. 2015 was Georgia at Tennessee, where Tennessee was down big right before the half, and then Josh Smith made that crazy catch on fourth and long. Georgia fumbled the ensuing kickoff, and then I believe Dobbs hit Malone maybe for a touchdown, something along the, or maybe Kamara scored.
I think it was Kamara. Yeah, I think it was a little shallow flat to the front pylon of the end zone.
The favorite play, the board's favorite play to run with Kamara.
Favorite goal line play.
In 2016, App State, Virginia Tech, since he was down 14-0, I believe, to start that game. Florida as well last year. They were down big at half. And they were down to Georgia last year as well. So those were the four last year. And then obviously this year, Georgia Tech. So a total of eight games. Butch Jones has eight come from behind victories during his going into his fifth year now.
You know what you have to fight here? You have to fight being a prisoner of the moment. So you got to fight this when we answer this question. So if you're listening, you want to give us your touchdown turnover, your opinion, your take, your answer, you have to fight being a prisoner of the moment here. So that's what I'm fighting too. I'm going to scratch off Appy State. I'm going to scratch off Virginia Tech. I'm going to scratch off Georgia last year. Boy, that Georgia game here, 15. That's tough.
All of these games are big for different reasons.
Oh yeah,
I know. In 2013, I mean, that was huge comeback win because of what it meant at the time. Coach Jones's first year,
first win over a ranked team in like 5 years,
and it wasn't just a ranked team. I believe that team was number 9 in the country.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that team was a favorite to win the East and potentially.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah. They won the East and got blown out. By who was it, Auburn?
Missouri won that year.
Was it? Okay.
The last time South Carolina was in the SEC championship game was with Stephen Garcia when they played Alabama.
Yeah, they got blown out then. So, yes. Yeah, Missouri did go. That's right. But that team was supposed to be a championship caliber team.
Yes.
And Tennessee beat them at home. It was a noon game. And it was special. Michael Pilardi hit the game winner. It's tough to not include that one, man.
I think you can scratch off the 2014 Tennessee at South Carolina game because Tennessee was down in that game more because of poor play in the first half.
You remember ESPN did their like probability to win, and it was so low,
like 0. Something.
Oh, it was so low. It's hard to scratch off the 14.
Yeah,
I mean, between the two, I would go with the 14 USC game over the 13 USC game.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest. Because you know, that win was great, but you still didn't go to a bowl game.
Yeah, we went that year. 14 or 13?
No, 13.
Okay, sorry. 13. I thought you were referring to 14.
So you lost to Vanderbilt. So that huge win was kind of overshadowed by losing to Vanderbilt. You didn't go to a bowl game. But it was a great win. Don't get me wrong. Man, this is tough.
In my opinion, I think for the University of Tennessee under Butch Jones, last year's Florida game was the biggest comeback win. Just because of how, I mean, the streak, it was an awful first half. It seemed like it was nearly impossible for Tennessee to come back at halftime, and they came back and played. That second half against Florida was the best football Tennessee played all of last year.
For me, I think it comes down to Florida and Georgia Tech this year.
Well, and that's what I was going to. But for Butch Jones, I think Monday night was the biggest comeback for him. I think it's two little different situations because Butch Jones needed that comeback against Georgia Tech.
You're going exactly where I'm going. I think this is the biggest comeback of Butch Jones' career for a few different reasons. For one, this win was the first win ever by a Power 5 college football team where a team gave up 500 rushing yards and still won. More than 500 rushing yards given up, and they still won. The only Power 5 team ever to do that. That's ridiculous right there. And then past that, Butch Jones' job at Tennessee was on the line in that game. Because just think about the rhetoric that was getting thrown around at halftime. Every fan that I saw on Twitter, it was fire Butch, fire Butch, fire Butch, fire Butch.
I mean, he became a meme in a trash can.
So quickly, this season had gone up in flames in people's minds, whether that was true or not. That the narrative was about to completely turn on Butch Jones in one game.
Yeah, because of, you know, Kevin Sumlin, what happened with him.
I mean, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was all right there. And in essentially one half of one quarter, the end of that fourth quarter against Georgia Tech, he turned that all around, and a team, Tennessee could not stop Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech was stopping Tennessee's offense, and out of nowhere, they just kind of pulled good play out of you know, nothingness. Like, really, it had just been nothing but stagnant offense. John Kelly had done some good things, but that was about it. And just boom, here we are, tied to 28. All right, Paul Baines blocking a field goal, and we're going to overtime. And so for me, I think this was the biggest comeback of Butch Jones' career. That Florida one was huge, but this one had real meaning because things would have gone bad really quickly, in my opinion, if Tennessee doesn't win this game.
So both of you are going touchdown. That this is the biggest win Coach Jones' career, Tennessee.
Yes.
South Carolina, 13. Tennessee was only down 4 points. 21-17. Tennessee comes back and wins there in the fourth quarter. USC, 14. Was definitely a bigger comeback than 13. UGA, 15. Boy, that was a big comeback. Was down a couple points there in the first half. If Josh Smith doesn't make that play, create momentum, then Tennessee probably loses that game. Then Florida last year being down and coming back with 28 unanswered points. I'm going touchdown too. The reason why I'm going touchdown is last year, man, you had Josh Dobbs. You had Josh Dobbs. Even if he doesn't come back, he's still the quarterback. There's no drama. You lose to Florida, that's always drama. There's always going to be criticism because we expect to win those games, even though we haven't done it in a long time. But you're still going to be upset when you lose to Florida if you have a pulse. If your heart's pumping blood, you're upset that you lose to Florida. For me, it comes down to Florida 2016 and 17, Georgia Tech. And I'm going Georgia Tech is Butch Jones' best come from behind win during his time in Tennessee. And I'll be willing to bet it's the best in his whole entire career. Because, I mean, it's Cincinnati. Who cares about Cincinnati? This is the biggest for Butch Jones. And we'll dive in a little bit more why this was the biggest win for Butch Jones. Come back from behind win, Georgia Tech winning 42-41, giving up miles and miles of yardage with a quarterback that still has not stamped himself as the go-to quarterback. I think that has not been done yet, regardless of what happened in that game. I think there's still questions at the quarterback position. Dobbs was the man, and there was no doubt about it. Dorney just played one game. So I think there's still questions. We'll see there. But this win is the biggest. We'll tell you why after the break. Stay with the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Not in Knoxville, not a problem. Download the free Swain Event app for iPhone and Android devices.
All right, team, listen up. It's tailgating time in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to supercharge that tailgate and the truck it's attached to with a refinanced auto loan from Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got Debt Supercharged promotion. They'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and get supercharged. Say it with me. Supercharged, supercharged, supercharged.
NTFCU is an equal housing lender.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder. With the scoop of peanut butter, Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the sip-by-sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll notice the difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King, delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food. Don't forget the peanut butter.
It's tailgating time in Tennessee, which means you need to be calling Dead End Barbecue to make sure your tailgate is a five-star event. They have several different packages to choose from, so you can truly get something to please everyone. Whether it's pulled pork, hamburgers and hot dogs, wings, and most everything in between, Dead End has you covered. They will also be set up in Volunteer Village before every home game, so you can swing by and get a pork sandwich, house barbecue chips, or their tailgate nachos. It's a win no matter what you choose. For more info on Dead End's tailgate packages, log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
Do you know about PAD? PAD stands for peripheral arterial disease, and you may not even know that you have it. Do you have troublesome pain in your legs or problems walking? If so, it may be PAD. Premier Surgical Associates in Knoxville wants to make sure you're aware of this silent killer. If you're a smoker, are diabetic, or have leg and foot sores that won't heal, visit your family doctor now and get tested for PAD. It takes just 5 minutes and it's totally painless. You can go to premiersurgical.com to find out more. Premier Surgical provides state-of-the-art treatment for all circulatory conditions, including PAD. Go to premiersurgical.com and it could save your life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What? The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Just hike the ball, nut job.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. We are joined via the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Chris Lowe, ESPN, right here on the Swain Event this morning. Mr. Lowe, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Jace, I'm doing great, man. It's good to be with you.
Man, it's good to be with you. What a great first week of college football. Tennessee finishing off with a come-from-behind win, 42-41 in double overtime. I asked this question before we had you on, Chris. Was this Butch Jones's most impressive come-from-behind win ever for him?
It's got to be right up there. I mean, you know, they were dead in the water in the fourth quarter. I mean, I was at the game, and you know, they weren't stopping Georgia Tech, and they just hadn't had. You know, you just wondered. You know, with Purdue quarterback Quinn Dormady, if they would be able to do it. I mean, I really had my doubts, and then, you know, I always am hesitant to say one play turned the game or one play saved the game, but Rashawn Golden's hustle and sort of never quit attitude on that play where he forced the fumble, he comes hustling in from behind, he stripped the football. I don't think there's any way to win a game without that play.
Yes.
I think they're dead. I mean, because Georgia Tech, that's a long run. They're down inside the 25-yard line at that point with about, 7 minutes to play. And, you know, he strips it out after he recovers, and Tennessee's able to sort of pull out the win. So that's the play. If Tennessee goes on and has a pretty good season this year, you know, or sort of builds off this game, Jason, that's the play that I'll remember because that's the play that sort of gave him a chance to do that.
Well, Chris, I said it was the biggest comeback win of Butch's career because basically it saved his job for this week. And I'll ask you, what would it have meant if Tennessee didn't win this game? And now they have, what does it mean? What do you think?
Well, it gives them a chance to go on and do, you know, some good things. If they lose that game, the complexion for the season, you're right, changes dramatically because they still got a tough schedule in front of them. And to start out 0-1, you know, it's anytime you give up that many yards, you know, 500 yards rushing, people are going to pick you apart, okay? But to win that game and give up that many yards makes a huge difference. And just the fact that you know you can overcome that, you know, you can lose players, you can lose your best offensive player in the game, Juwan Dennings, for probably the season now, and still come back and win. I mean, it's a huge difference as opposed to losing that game. And you know what else it does? And I know coaches and players aren't supposed to look at it this way, but look at the East Division. I mean, there's nobody in the East Division that, and I'm even more convinced this now after seeing everybody play, it's a juggernaut, you know. And yet there's a lot of teams in the East Division that you could probably point to and say, well, they got a chance to win the division. Well, Tennessee, you know, they got to get some things fixed on defense and be more consistent on offense. But, you know, why not Tennessee in the East? I mean, who do you see in the East right now that you say, well, this team is head and shoulders above anybody else? I guess what I'm saying is wide open, you know, and you can stay healthy and get better. Fix things on defense. This might be a year, guys, and you guys remember 2010 when South Carolina won the East with three losses? This might be that kind of year in the East where everybody sort of beats up on everybody. And I think Tennessee's got a chance to be in that race.
I was very impressed with South Carolina's win over NC State. I think Jake Bentley is as good as advertised, but I think you're right. I think it's going to come down to a few plays in this conference and who wins it. And I want to ask you this about the Georgia Tech game. How surprised are you that you didn't see two quarterbacks playing for Tennessee?
A little bit. I thought we would see Garantano some. I never thought we'd see a two-quarterback system, but I think that Tennessee felt like they were going to try to play Garantano and see, you know, see what he could do, you know, in a game. I guess the way the game was going, Chris, I guess there's two ways to look at that, Jason, that, you know, in the first half, Tennessee didn't look very good at all on offense. It looked disjointed, didn't have much success throwing the football down the field. Now, the reasons for that, not just Dormy. So I thought there in the second quarter in particular, we might see Garantano for a series or two to see what he could do. Mm-hmm. And we didn't. And then you got in the second half and you get behind and you're down a couple touchdowns. And I guess at that point they felt like, we need to sort of go with what we've done. To quote the great Herm Edwards, you got to win the game. You play to win the game. And sometimes plans change and sometimes things you want to do change. And I think at that point, Tennessee probably said, you know what? Our best chance is sort of go with what we got and let's try to win this game and get out. I still think he factors in. I know there was a lot of talk and Kurt Herbstreit made a lot of noise about the fact that they weren't sitting together on the sidelines, sort of were ignoring each other, Dormady and Garantano. But I would say that, let's look at it from Garantano's perspective. And he's a competitor. He wants to play. I think a lot of us would probably look at it and say, hey, I can get in help. Mm-hmm. That's what you want a kid to see. I can help us right here. So I see it from his vantage point. But you got to win. He said a tweet after the game. I thought it was pretty classy about, listen, hey, we won. We're 1-0. Let's go. He will factor in at some point. I don't know. I'm sure he'll play a ton this weekend. And we all get a chance to see what he can do. And obviously the competition is not going to be what it was in that first game. But I still think somewhere down the road he will be a part of what they're doing offensively.
Chris, man, this game, come on now. This is going to be a real football game. Tennessee's going to have to play their best game. They got to play fundamentally sound. They got to bring their hard hat. In this game, I'm telling you, man, Tennessee doesn't play well. Indiana State, man, they can beat Tennessee, Chris. Come on now. You're not buying that?
What are you telling me? Are you saying it's going to be basketball and they're going to bring Larry Bird out? Don't you tell me?
that might be the only way. That might be the only way Indiana State will beat a Tennessee team.
Bring Larry Legend back. Maybe he's got a couple games left eligibility on
it. Yeah, maybe. And he would have to probably just do one thing because Larry looks like he's all beat up and broke down.
Himself. Yeah, Larry hasn't aged too. I mean, I can't talk, but Larry hasn't aged too well.
No. NBA management, that can do that to you. Chris Lowe, ESPN here in the Swain event. Who impressed you in the SEC and outside of the SEC first week of college football?
You mean outside Alabama?
I don't want to talk about Alabama, Chris. I'm tired of them.
Alabama's playing their own league.
I'm tired of Alabama.
Sorry, but I know people don't want to hear that, but they are just
– I'm tired of them.
I mean, you and everybody else, I hear that all the time.
Go away.
I'm tired of Alabama continuing to just reload every year. I mean, they lose all these guys in the NFL, and you can't tell any difference the next year. I mean, they look just as good, just as deep, just as stifling on defense. Still got to grow on offense. They're going to play – Florida State was really good on defense, but there are going to be a couple of games this year where they're going to have to probably be a little bit more potent, and do some more things offensively. But outside Bama, I agree with you. In the SEC, I thought the win for South Carolina over a really good NC State team at a neutral site was impressive. The way Bentley played, Devo Samuel, a big-time player, looks like they're going to be heard from this year in the East. And when's the last time Muschamp's had a quarterback? Looks like he's got a quarterback finally.
What is the what's a fair way to feel about Florida's first game? Week one is always a week of overreactions, and Florida just looked like they didn't belong on the same field from a talent standpoint against Michigan. You had the 10 starters, two of your best offensive weapons not in there. But what's the realistic stance to take on Florida after week one?
Yeah, I know for Florida fans, and you're right. I mean, if you look at it this way and take the emotion out of it, and if you take every team's best running back and best receiver off the field and some depth at linebacker, a lot of teams are going to struggle against a good team. Now, Michigan offensively is not lights out, but they're really good on defense. And But you just, you got to think, even without two of your top weapons, that you're going to be a little bit more polished offensively and able to throw the ball better. I mean, the quarterback position has been such a sticking point for Florida. They just almost looked helpless at that position. You know, and it's not, again, it's not just the quarterback. It's just the passing game and everything, which is mind-numbing to me, Jason, because I've known Jim McElwain a long time, man, and he's got everyone who's ever coached with him raves about his ability to coach offense and develop quarterbacks, and they just haven't been able to get one. Now, Franks is only a redshirt freshman, so maybe he gets better. Clearly, Zaire wasn't the answer, or he would have won the job when he got there this preseason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not surprised by that. I mean, he's not a guy that was, you know, a marquee player at Notre Dame. So they've got issues. They really do. I mean, you start, again, that's sort of going back to what I said a minute ago, is everybody, you look at everybody in the East, you know, Georgia's without its starting quarterback for, I don't know, a month, maybe longer. Everybody's got some concerns, and in some cases, serious concerns. But I think the key is, what do you do from here? How do you build off of it? What does Tennessee... You know, Tennessee got a mulligan. That's a game that 9 out of 10 times you lose that game. You know, you get behind, you give up 500 yards, you block a field goal. But they found a way to win it. You know, they survived. So it's like a mulligan. What do they do with it? I'll be interested to see, because they get Florida in a couple of weeks, two teams that have some serious flaws. But the winner of that game, you look at the way Tennessee's schedule sets up, Jason. If Tennessee could go down to the Swamp and win, from there, I mean, they got a chance to, you know, to do some things. So, I hope Florida's, I've heard from some Florida people the last day or so, and as you might imagine, it's not a real chummy, happy climate in Gainesville right now.
I'm sure.
Chris, we had some big matchups week one, and we're going to be treated to some big matchups here in week two. Auburn goes to Clemson, Georgia goes to Notre Dame. South Carolina, Missouri is going to be an offensive shootout. TCU at Arkansas. What are you expecting here in week two, and how do you think some of those big games will play out?
Well, I mean, the TCU-Arkansas game is one that neither one of them played anybody the first week. So I think we find out a lot more about both those teams. Arkansas is a team, Austin Allen, a quarterback, that has a chance, if they can play more consistently on defense, to have a little bit better season, be more consistent, and at least maybe be a factor in the West. They're not going to unseat Alabama. But, you know, they beat TCU last year in a great football game. You know, so this one's at home. That's a game that I'll be paying. The game though that I think really has a chance to be outstanding is Ohio State-Oklahoma. Two of the best teams in college football, two of the best brands in college football. You got Baker Mayfield, who is – I mean, you know, he's one of those guys, I don't know if you guys will play, seems like he's been playing now for about 4 or 5 years. And he's going up against an Ohio State defensive line that's, I mean, you talk about deep and athletic. I mean, they're right up there with Alabama and Florida State. So that's a great matchup. And you know, two teams that I guarantee you, well, I know Ohio State because I spent some time with them, but I guarantee you go to Oklahoma, they both expect to be in the playoff. So that's one. And Georgia Notre Dame, that's one for Georgia that on that stage at Notre Dame, I don't know how good Notre Dame is, but for Kirby in his second year to be able to go up to, you know, there to South Bend and on hallowed grounds around the college football and win that game, that's a huge boost for Georgia if they can do that without their starting quarterback. I think that's the kind of win for them, even though it's not an SEC game, that could really propel them onto a pretty, pretty sweet season.
Chris Lowe, ESPN, here on Swain Event. And Chris, while we're talking about national college football, what do you make of Texas losing to Maryland? And it was supposed to be Tom Herman bringing everything back. Texas is back, but not yet. What do you make of that loss to Maryland?
You know, it's funny when you fire a coach and you run Charlie Strong out. Clearly, and Charlie will be the first to say he didn't win enough games at Texas. Still be there, but it's always works one way or the other. So if Texas comes in this year, and I happen to believe that Charlie left him some pretty good players. I think when you look at the way Texas has recruited over the last couple of years. There's talent in that program. It's not like he walks in the cupboard's bare, okay? So, but if a new coach walks in and has success pretty quickly and goes on to have a pretty good season, it's like, well, see, Charlie Strong couldn't coach. You know, yeah, there was talent there. He couldn't coach and get enough out of his players. Herm was able to come in and do it. Well, if they don't win early and they struggle, well, he didn't leave many players. He's got to get his own players in there. So that's the way that works. I'm sure that's sort of, you're going to sort of hear some of that this year. Texas goes on to have a tough season as well. Herman's got to get his own guys. You know, there just wasn't the kind of talent there in place for him to win at a high level. Listen, it was pretty reminiscent of last year at times. They couldn't stop anybody. For Maryland, you know, it's one thing if in that conference people score at will. I mean, we know that. It's like a 7-on-7 flag football league at times. Some of the, you know, 50 to 40, 60 to 50 scores. We've become accustomed to that in the Big 12. But to let Maryland rack up 50-plus on you, that's embarrassing. I don't care if it's your first game or first year. I'd say the honeymoon's over for Tom Herman.
Quick. You know, that was quick.
Ended before it began.
Listen, hey, Texas is, I think Texas more so than Alabama, Ohio State, any of the programs in the country, there's more outside factors that you have to deal with. And more specifically, there are more cooks in the kitchen mm-hmm. at Texas, people with a lot of money, people that have their clutches or feel like they have their clutches in that program that can affect decisions than there is any other program in the country. So I can promise you that, you know, you heard the booster or the regent come out at Texas A&M and say, it's time to get rid of Kevin Sumlin right now. Let Texas struggle for a little bit more this year and have some more embarrassing losses, and you'll hear that same kind of thing at Texas.
Ooh, I got one last question, Chris, before we get you out of here. Chris Lowe, ESPN. You have covered Tennessee for a very long time. You have seen some great players play at this great university. Earlier in the show, I said that Quentin Dormady, Garantano, they can actually be a better quarterback without Juwan Jennings because you don't have that pressure of trying to give the ball to your best player. One of your best players who is vocal, who will tell you, give me the ball. When I say that, you say what?
Well, it forces of Jason to spread the ball around. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you're driving at, is to get it to different guys. You know, and on good teams, and teams made the right stuff, you have other guys step up, i.e. Marquez Callaway. I mean, look at the way he sort of willed them offensively to win that game. I mean, he makes so many big plays, and I think you're going to see him elevate his game. And I think you'll see other guys on offense do that, to your point, because they know mm-hmm. that your most explosive, your most proven playmaker, Jennings, is not there. And the quarterbacks know that. I mean, they all know it. So I agree with you. I think you've got to spread it around now. You're forced to spread it around. And other guys, I think, will blossom. And you already saw that in that game the other night. I'm not surprised. I got a chance to go watch him practice twice during the preseason. And every time I was there, Callaway made those kind of catches on the sideline, mm-hmm. down the middle of the field. You know, he's really good. He's got great body control. He can go up and get the football. He catches it at its height. And when he catches it, he explodes and accelerates. So I had seen him do that in practice, you know, a handful of times. So I was not surprised because he had done that when I'd been there to see him play.
Chris, it's always a pleasure. It's always great to have you on the program, Chris Lowe, ESPN, C Lowe ESPN on Twitter. Chris, thanks so much for joining the program today.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great show.
Hey, thank you. I just thought about something. Don't freak out here. But Marquez Callaway reminds me of a poor man's, a little bit taller, Sammy Watkins.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah. The way he caught that ball and made a guy miss and ran up the sideline. I want you to do this during the break. Look up Sammy Watkins' touchdown run against Auburn. He caught the curl route. He kind of gave a little forearm shiver to a defender, and then he exploded for a touchdown. go watch that play during this break, and then go watch Marquez Callaway's play against Georgia Tech, and watch how they run. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Both great when the ball's in the air with the body control, high pointing it. Go look at that play during the break.
Well, we know why. There's two reasons Callaway is great.
I'm trying not to do that, Ben, but go ahead. You do it.
He's got dreads.
He got dreads.
And he wears number one.
He wears number one. But I'm trying not to make that comparison just because of the dreads. But I'm telling you, Callaway is a little bit taller. He reminds me a lot of Sammy Watkins from that play against Georgia Tech.
Not as thick as Sammy Watkins, though.
No, but taller.
Yes.
Poor man Sammy Watkins right now. I mean,
he's got those long legs, too.
It's just one game. So I'm not going to overreact. But watching him, I see the similarities. We will take a break and return after this, so don't go anywhere.
The Swain Event is the only place that takes you into the Vols huddle all season long. Tune in every weekday from 7 till 10 a.m. on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Car insurance. Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners at Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
Jason Swain here. Gentlemen, it's time to get back in the game. Did you know that one in every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? I know mine. Low T Center makes it quick and easy. You walk in, take a simple blood test, and you know your results within minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. Call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388. Or go to lowtcenter.com.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P6279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax, tax, and fees. Subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer, dealer incentives, and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the preferred CD. For details.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
The Swain Event.
Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-337-7615. Thanks to Chris Lowe for joining the program here. 1180 WVLZ, Knoxville. Oh, Comcast. Mother.
Having some trouble with the live stream today, and it is frustrating.
The Swain Event TV internet is not, it's not working the way it should be working. And we did have the really ugly storms yesterday. And by the way, I mean, I'm confident. I'm secure in my own skin, my manhood. Oh, that thunder had me scared for a second. I thought I was in the hood back in the day, man. I jumped. I was looking around. Like, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready at all.
It was just a block.
It was loud.
A block of rain for that entire day. It just would not stop until, what, like 6 last night?
Imagine walking into class in it.
Oh, yeah.
I was soaked. Absolutely soaked.
Did you, outside, walk into class, did you flinch or jump when you heard the thunderstorms, when you heard the big old boom? It's okay.
I didn't have a reaction. I was just like, ooh, that was loud.
Ooh.
Would you do again?
Ooh.
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 Oh.
I'm a little worried, though, because this loud. New Hurricane Irma.
Looks bad.
Two of them coming.
And
there's another one behind it. It's a tropical storm.
And I got Jose. I got my ticket.
Jose.
Oh, Jose.
You going to Gainesville?
I can speak to Jose. I know I'm fluent in Spanish.
Well, of course.
We know Jose won't be allowed in the U.S., so we're good.
Ooh.
We're good there. Right.
We got that wall up. Anyways, I got my ticket to Tennessee, Florida yesterday, and I'm a little worried that I may be watching the Vols take on the Gators in a tropical storm.
Yeah, man. That's
I mean, that,
I couldn't imagine living on the coast. The positives
should be passed by then.
The positives, hey, man, nice weather. I remember training in Naples, Florida in January. It was like 80 degrees. I was in flip-flops and shorts. But you get hurricanes, and you look at Houston and what they're going through. It breaks your heart. It breaks your heart because there's nothing you can do, and your life is turned upside down. And I just hope that for the state of Florida, that does not happen. I really hope. But yeah, they're gonna have some really bad weather. I think Irma's coming. He's gonna be there by Sunday.
Yes, and I saw
you gone by next weekend.
Mm-hmm. The Weather Channel said that this is the strongest storm ever recorded in the Atlantic Ocean.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's hurricane
made landfall last night for the first time. And there are videos coming out from the Caribbean, and it is hardcore.
They said those islands could be like wiped out.
Yeah,
completely.
Very possible.
Woo! We got For What coming up next on the Swain Event. Had to take a quick break there. Had a quick segment because our interview with Chris Lowe went a little bit over, and that's okay because Chris brought some really good information as always. So we have For What coming up next, and then we'll get back on track with the rest of the show. Swain Events fueled by Dead End Barbecue, hour two here on the Swain Event is brought to you by Premier Surgical. If you have leg pain, trouble walking, if you have PAD, that's peripheral artery disease, if you have those symptoms, ask your family physician for a test. It takes 5 minutes and it's totally painless. PremierSurgical.com. Be right back.
While the other guys are taking guesses, the Swain Event is taking you behind the scenes and in the huddle every morning from 7 till 10 right here on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
There's a 20% chance of showers today, partly sunny with a high near 72 and a low around 50. Tomorrow looks to be sunny with a high near 73 and a low around 52. Friday will also be sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation?
A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years, but between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need, all for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000. Or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
burglars cooking food when they break into someone's house.
For what?
Schools with major spelling errors on their Photoshops.
For what?
Dooley not signing an offensive lineman in 2012.
For what?
People saying to sit down inside Neyland Stadium.
For what?
I got one for what? Listen, we only need one for what today, but if you have one.
I got a good one.
Feel free to share.
Oh, I've got one.
Okay, all right. Well, I have one. I have one today. We are going to Baltimore, where two men were arrested after they say these men robbed a bar outside Baltimore while, wait for it, off-duty officers were there for a police retirement party. So, Baltimore Sun reports the men allegedly demanded cash from the register at the Woodlawn Bar Tuesday evening while a group of officers gathered for long-time sergeant's retirement. The officers chased and arrested him. Both of them. So, the one place you decide to rob, it's a police party happening. Everyone there is loaded with guns and handcuffs. You're going down. So, those two men get a huge for what? 21-year-old Joseph McGinnis and 22-year-old Tyree McCoy face armory charges, theft, and other charges. Decided to rob a bar when they had a police retirement party going on. What you got?
My for what is, well, it's hard to know exactly where to put the for what here. But last night, all this news started flooding out of Atlanta that there was a tiger just loose in the suburbs in Atlanta. They spotted a tiger. It was going around. Apparently, it attacked one guy's dog.
Was it Mike Tyson's?
It was Mike Tyson's tiger. But they don't... The for what here, they ended up, unfortunately, it apparently caused a potential danger to human life, and so they had to shoot the tiger dead. And that's not great because it's a... incredible animal, but...
Are we going to be talking... So, does this tiger have a name? Is it going to be celebrated like Harambe and talk about the morning after the national championship game?
No, because they don't, at least in the article that I read, they don't know where it came from. Because they called Noah's Ark Animal Sanctuary in Henry County, Georgia, and they said all of our tigers are accounted for, but they wanted that animal shelter's help to wrangle the tiger, and ultimately they had to shoot it, but...
Walking around.
Who lost a tiger in Atlanta? That's what I want to know. That's the for what? For if it's like a private citizen, first of all, why do you have a tiger at your house? Second, if you're an animal, like, why hasn't someone come out and said, oh, that's our tiger, that's the zoo, we lost it. Like, who's...
Man.
Who lost the tiger?
This could have been Hangover.
It was Hangover.
For me, because...
It really was.
For me, because my brother's bachelor's party... is in Atlanta.
Gotta watch out for tigers down there now, apparently.
Here in a few days. So, that could have been us, man. We could have kidnapped a tiger, like, during the movie, and not have known. Now, Evander Holyfield lives in Atlanta, so maybe it's Evander's Holyfield's tiger. Maybe.
Didn't Evander just get in trouble for something?
Well, I know... I don't really know. I know he... had a huge house in South Atlanta, but he had to sell it. It's huge, man. I remember seeing it kind of right there by College Park. And now Rick Ross owns that house. But maybe boxers like tigers. Maybe Rick it's Ross. Evander's tiger. I don't know, but a tiger just walking around. No one knows where it came from. It's just walking around. Like, if I'm walking down the street and I see your Doberman or your Pit. Or you're a Rockwaller without a leash? I'm asking questions. I'm getting ready to run. I'm getting ready to jump a fence. I'm getting ready to jump on a car. A tiger?
It's over with. Is there a city more likely for this to happen in? Because if you would have told me, name the city that there's going to be a tiger on the loose, I definitely would have said Atlanta.
A tiger walking around.
Or Memphis, escaping the Memphis Zoo.
Just walking around. Oh, my gosh. All right, Ben, what you got?
Well, you said Evander Holyfield maybe got in some trouble recently. I'll tell you who is in trouble. and that's the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest scumbags on the face of the planet. Now, the Red Sox have been caught for stealing signs using Apple Watches from the Yankees. Their AL East rivals, the Steelers. The Yankees and the Red Sox play all of the time. And a couple, I believe it was last month when they played, about 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry. The Yankees were playing in Boston, and the trainer for the Red Sox had on an Apple Watch and was recording the Yankees signs and whatnot and relaying them to guys out on second. I know Dustin Pedroia, who has been on the disabled list, he just came back and he was taking full advantage of this. And I'm not giving the for what to stealing signs, because that's part of baseball. That's what happens. I'm giving a for what to using Apple Watches.
They're using electronics to do it.
This is the New England Patriot way of cheating. You're not doing it the traditional way of just having a guy at second and picking up on what the catcher's putting down and relaying it to your hitter.
Something about the city of Boston. They just they like cheating at sports. Maybe this year we'll have the Celtics do something shady.
I can see the Celtics definitely doing this.
Probably already did. But
yeah,
they probably covered.
You got to get
Thomas's hip injury.
Yeah, that's the Boston, the city of cheaters, right?
We do have a for what from Facebook Live, and I do like this one. Butch, it goes to Butch Jones for calling a timeout right before Georgia Tech got a delay of game penalty on the field goal.
Ooh.
And they would have been moved back further out of field goal range. Ultimately, it didn't matter.
You got lucky.
But Sean Walker on Facebook brought this up, and I agree. Because we were all sort of baffled by that.
He got lucky.
I wasn't here yesterday, obviously. But I wanted to add this, my thought on the game real quick. On that last drive, as a Tennessee fan and all the heartbreak that I've been through, I was fully expecting Nathan Cottrell to score the winning touchdown over the team that didn't offer him a scholarship, over his hometown team. I was fully expecting that.
Like a Robinette, Patton Robinette style?
Yes, I was 100% expecting that.
He had a big game. I think he had over 100 yards rushing.
Was it over 100? I know he had one big rush down the sideline.
He's fast. I can see why Tennessee didn't offer him.
I can too.
He doesn't have any wiggle.
I can too.
Yeah, he doesn't have wiggle. He's fast though, but no wiggle. I understand why Tennessee didn't offer him. He's at Georgia Tech. He's going to get great education. He's playing this year. But in no way am I faulting Tennessee for not taking him that year.
But my battered fan syndrome was telling me that Nathan Cottrell, the hometown kid, the kid who wasn't offered by Tennessee, is going to score the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, that's Vol luck right there.
That is the definition of Vol luck.
Yeah, that's Vol luck. But Tennessee was right in not signing Cottrell that year. No wiggle. Listen, if Chase Hayden wasn't signed as running back in this offense, then Nathan Cottrell shouldn't have been signed either. And I think Chase is going to prove some people wrong, though, because he's off to a really good start.
Did Chase win SEC Freshman Player of the Week?
Yep.
Yes, so.
He sure did.
Late attaboy to him.
Oh, absolutely. 865-337-7615. We will continue the conversation. We got some people voting for Florida being Butch's biggest come from behind win in his coaching career. We think it's Georgia Tech. We will talk about Florida, Georgia Tech. Which one is the best comeback win?
I have one response on here that I really, really like. Saying that Florida is the bigger win, and we'll talk about it when we get back.
Hour 3 coming up.